The full moon illuminated the trail Cole used for his runs through the Black Hills. Though he never enjoyed the rush with a mate or even friends, he ran without fail, to tire himself out, to forget about the aching maw in his chest. 5 years ago, Max, the man he loved with his entire being, left. No reason why, no promise to return, not even a forwarding address to ask why. It was as if the man disappeared off the face of the planet. So Cole persevered, living his life one day at a time, determined not to let the memory of what he once had enter his mind again. It worked. Sometimes. Other times, when he saw the new mates together, not so much. He grew to hate the idea of going for a run with the pack, of them trying to lend him a sympathetic ear and impart words of wisdom when none of them even came close to understanding his loss. Max had been his potential mate. He could still smell Max's spicy scent lingering in his tiny house. But that was neither here nor there. Max hadn't cared as much as Cole, or he would still be there. So tonight, he pledged to forget completely and enjoy himself. As he came to the ridge overlooking the bluffs of craggy rocks with wisps of sage and grass, the dark outline of something on the rocks below caught his eye. He scented the air for potential danger, but found only the sweetness of sandalwood and the rusty copper of old blood. The scents clawed at him, demanded he descend to where the darkened figure lay. Cole took the little path to the left and followed it until he stood over the male. Sweat, blood, and debris covered him. His chest rose and fell as though he slept peacefully under the stars. After taking a tentative step forward, Cole nudged the man's cheek, then licked it, trying to revive him. How long had the man been out there? Why hadn't anyone else seen him or helped him? The scent of sandalwood grew thicker each time he buried his nose against the man's neck. Whoever he was, the guy belonged to him. And didn't that beat all? After 5 years of hermiting himself away, all it took was going for a run. The pull grabbed him by the balls. Like with Max, the need to claim and mark this man rode him hard. Shouldn't he feel bad? Like he was betraying Max? He looked the man again and whined while snuffling his cheek. The man groaned and turned his head.
"Go away, Hercules," he mumbled. "I don't want to get out of bed."
"Who is Hercules?" Cole licked him again, and the man burrowed further, admonishing him once more. With a final nuzzle, Cole retreated a step and allowed the shift to come over him. His bones realigned with ease, and within moments, he crouched next to the man. "Hey, can you open your eyes? I'm here to help you," he said, while taking in the hint of red stubbled covered cheeks marred by blood and dirt. His cropped red hair also had patches of dried blood as well. He traced the contours of the man's face while staring at him. The man's full lips parted, and a soft groan passed them. His brows furrowed, and the scent of pain masked any hint of his true smell. "Where is Hercules?" The man, caught somewhere between a hallucination and reality, reached out for his dog.
"I'm not sure," Cole answered, still staring at the man. "Did you bring him with you out here?" "Out here?"
The man blinked several times and peeked through strawberry blonde lashes. Piercing green eyes greeted him.
"What the hell?"
The man tried to sit up, but hissed in pain. "Son of a bitch."
"Easy," Cole murmured.
"How long have you been out here?" He blinked and swallowed hard. Cole kicked himself for not having any provisions available.
"I'm not even sure where here is."
He took a deep breath and coughed.
"I went for a hike and that's about all I remember."
"Did you fall?"
"I think I got lost."
"Where did the dog go?" Red asked. "You mean Hercules?"
"Hercules?"
The guy shook his head.
"No. Hercules passed a long time ago. There's another one, though. It licked my cheek."
"Ah,
The wolves. You know there are a ton of wolves around here.